This is Amelia Rose, and welcome to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can always find us on the major social media platforms, and after each episode, you can visit our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Now, let's get started. Today's story is entitled Living Like an Eagle. The story is told about an eagle who thought it was a chicken. You see, when the eagle was very small, it fell from the safety of its nest. A chicken farmer found it and brought it to his farm. He raised him in a chicken coop amongst his many chickens. The eagle grew up doing exactly what chicken does, living like a chicken and believing it was a chicken. One day a naturalist came to the chicken farm to see if what he heard about this eagle actually was true. He knew that eagles are considered kings of the sky. He was surprised to see the eagle strutting around the chicken coop, pecking and pecking around the ground, acting very much like a chicken. The farmer explained to the naturalist that this bird is no longer an eagle. You see, he was now a chicken because he had been trained to be a chicken, and he believes that he is a chicken. The naturalist knew very well that there was more to this great bird than his actions show, as he was only pretending, he thought, to be a chicken. He was born an eagle, he said, and had the heart of an eagle, and nothing could change that, the naturalist thought. The man lifted the eagle onto the fence around the chicken coop and said, "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." The eagle moved slightly, only to look at the man. Then he glanced down at the home he had with the chickens, where he was very comfortable. Then it jumped off the fence and continued to do just what chicken does. The farmer was quite satisfied and turned to the naturalist and said, "I told you it was a chicken." The naturalist went away and returned the next day, determined to prove to the farmer that the eagle was no chicken. So, what did he do this time? He took the eagle to the top of the farmhouse and spoke to it. "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Thou dost belong to the sky and not the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." The large bird looked at the man, then again down into the chicken coop. It jumped from the man's hand onto the roof of the farmhouse. The eagle looked at the man and flew off to the roof of the farmhouse. He looked down to the chicken coop, and down it went. Knowing what eagles are really about, though, the naturalist asked the farmer to let him try one more time. He said he would return the next day and prove that this bird was an eagle. The farmer, convinced otherwise, said, "Sir, this bird is a chicken. But the naturalist still wanted to return the next day to prove otherwise. So the next day came, and the naturalist arrived to the chicken farm and took both the eagle and the farmer some distance away from the farmhouse, way up to the foot of a high mountain. They could not see the farmhouse nor the chicken coop from where they were now settling. The man again held the eagle on his arm and pointed high into the sky where the bright sun was beckoning above. Using his usual phrase, he said to the eagle, "Eagle, thou art an eagle. Thou dost belong to the sky and not to the earth. Stretch forth thy wings and fly." This time the eagle stared into the sky, into the bright sunshine, straightened his body, and stretched his massive wings. Although the wings moved somewhat slowly at first, it began to move surely in a powerful way, just like eagles should. Now, with the mighty stretch of an eagle, it flew away, never to return to the chicken coop. I can imagine the astonishment of the farmer, but much more the naturalist, as he assured himself and the farmer, "I knew that this bird was an eagle and not a chicken." As we end this episode, the usual thing for me is to highlight for you life lessons from each story. And so the first one that I would like to highlight for you this evening is what the naturalist in the story told the farmer earlier in the story, which is, unlike chickens, eagles are born for something greater. And I'd like you to always remember that. The second life lesson would be that sometimes, from time to time, we might find ourselves among people who are chickens, and they attempt to convince us that we are either chickens or that we are less than who we think we are. My advice to you would be, do not believe them. And the third lesson is, even if you find yourself among chickens from time to time, remember, you do not belong on earth or in a chicken coop. Do not build your nest among them. Finally, it is a given that for us to accomplish our dreams, to do those great things we are intended for, there are times, if not all the time, we will have to leave the chicken coop in order to accomplish those dreams. So, hopefully, some lesson learned this evening will help to propel you skyward and not earthward. Have a good evening. Come back for many more stories like this one, and do tell your friends about us.